For many people in Syracuse, St. Patrick's Day is a holiday that is more than just lots of Guinness or green beer. WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports on the Irish history and pride in central New York.
It's said that on St. Patrick's Day, everyone is Irish. In Syracuse, that's a little truer. One in six people here claim to be of Irish ancestry, more than any other city in New York State. Dennis Connors, curator of the Onondaga Historical Association, says it was the potato famine in Ireland and the rise of the salt industry here, both happening in the mid-1800s, that brought so many Irish people to the city.
A lot of the Irish men that were coming over from Ireland were not necessarily skilled technically, but they had a willingness to work, strong backs, and so the salt industry just sort of provided a good opportunity for that.
Descendants of those settlers rose to be more than laborers in Syracuse. Connors notes former Mayor James McGuire, who served at the turn of the 20th century and later was influential in the Irish independence movement. Many early Irish immigrants settled in a far west side neighborhood, now known as Tipperary Hill, and it stayed proudly Irish today. Connors says other Irish neighborhoods in cities like Buffalo have faded away. But not here.
None of them, of course, as we know, have a traffic light with green over the top, which has sort of become the symbol of how strong the Irish identity is with that particular neighborhood.
Okay, quick history. In the 1920s, the city installed a traffic light in the heart of Tip Hill. Young Irish children got upset that the British red be on top of the Irish green, so they threw stones at it to break the light. The city replaced it, but the children broke it again. The compromise was an inverted traffic light, now a landmark. Ted Furs, president of the Central New York Irish American Cultural Institute, says Central New York's geography bears some resemblance to the Emerald Isle, too.
The famine Irish came over anyway in the 1800s. What they liked was the rolling hills down south of the city, and it reminded them a lot of Ireland. You know, the green hills.
And it's up on Tip Hill that St. Patrick's Day has turned into more of a season. A few weeks before the holiday, a small parade under the traffic light delivers green beer to Coleman's Irish Pub. It's a warm-up to the grand parade through downtown Syracuse. The morning before, politicians and Irish figures like Furs help paint a green stripe down the parade route. Then the next day, tens of thousands of people brave the unpredictable March weather to watch the festivities. It's one of the biggest St. Patrick's Day parades in the country. The Grand Marshals this year were Kathy Schwanke and Marianne Fountain from Project Children. It's a program that for three decades brought young kids from Northern Ireland to Syracuse to get away from the violent separatist movement, Schwanke says.
To help the children, to give them a little bit of respite from what was going on over there. And thank God we don't need to do that anymore. We're good. They're good.
With the Troubles, as they were known, now over, the program is being discontinued. But Syracuse still has many other ties to Ireland that hold strong. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.